G'day business owners, Peter Vassil with a Handbook for Business. Let's talk about diligent planning. After 40 years in this game, I've seen it all. A few very profitable operators and a whole lot of journeymen, some making money, some just breaking even, and too many failures. Clearly there's a diligent minority in every market, say 4%, who make way more than the other 96%. It's because they understand the real problem their customers' survival brains are desperately trying to solve, then offering a brilliant solution. In truth, too many marketing plans are misdirected, copied, or made in haste, resulting in a loss of sales, customers, and growth opportunities. My counsel for business owners? Consider these three marketing tactics. Number one, ask people a simple question. What frustrates them about buying the product you sell? The answers will broadly be similar, so you can then align your unique solution to this frustration in a new offer and sales pitch. For example, in fashion, free lifetime repairs would be a winner for those frustrated by poor quality. The reason? People's survival brains connect to sellers who identify a specific frustration it's trying to overcome. Number two, give your prospects and customers a simple choice between solutions A and B. Product A is your premium package. It has more value than standard package B, thus a higher price and more GP. The reason? Survival brains love being in control of the buying decision. And number three, make prospects and customers a simple promise. It could be to send some information, do a site visit, or make a call on their behalf. The reason? Survival brains quickly conclude that a promise keeper is a friend to be trusted. The Bible, our handbook counsel for today, Proverbs 21:5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but plans of everyone who is hasty surely to poverty. Thanks for listening to this handbookforbusiness.com.au podcast.